America survive? It's up to us. Go to startimpeachmentnow.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're taking your phone calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Questions or comments for myself or our guest, Hagman & Hagman, investigative reporters and criminal investigators, private investigators. Going back to Doug and Joe. Joe, you've got some comments on the radical groups they're allowing into the country. I mean, Obama has been openly allowing radical Islamicists and the funding out of Kenya into Egypt, and they're moving to indict a bunch of Americans over in Egypt right now. I mean, this is just crazy how criminal our elites are. What's your take on that?
No, you're absolutely right. They are criminal to the worst extent possible. And I believe that ISIS, much like Al-Qaeda, you know, they're priming the pump, conditioning the American public to understand that there is some kind of attack coming, whether it is on the field of the world or it's a cyber attack. They are getting ready to do something. And I believe that, much like we saw in 9/11, that the government knows a lot of what's going on in the Middle East and knows a lot of the threats, with the ability from the NSA to monitor everyone's conversations in real time. I don't see how they could have a true threat go through undetected. So I believe that a lot of this is the staging, the getting ready for, and possibly, if they needed to, the carrying out of a terrorist attack.
I agree.
Well, there's obvious motive by the establishment to allow attacks to happen or to actually carry them out or stage them to get more power. It's a simple equation, but it just doesn't work anymore. Chris, in FEMA Region 10, I guess you're up in the Pacific Northwest somewhere, Chris?
Yes, sir. Hey, Alex Jones and Doug Hagman, I really, really, and Joe, I really, really appreciate your service to the country, and I keep you guys in my prayer, so God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. What I wanted to ask is, I want to talk about the misdirection that I see. I mean, we're always looking for who's responsible. We hear a lot about the British elite, the Dutch elite, the Rothschilds, Soros, and all these guys. But where do all roads lead? It seems like all roads lead to Rome. The smallest country in the world is also the richest. The Vatican holds a quarter of the world's gold. They are at the top of the pyramid. They're controlling all these people. I just want to get your take on that.
You want my take or Doug's take or Joe's take?
I would love all three of your take on it.
Okay, Doug, you take it first.
Well, I think all roads do lead to Rome, as well as, well, they've got offshoots or interchanges in the city of London, as well as Washington, D.C. I think at the end of the day, what they're trying to do here is create a one-world system of governance. Alex, you talk about this. You've got the one-world economy, one-world global governance.
I was about to say, it's the same management technique in the city of London, or in Israel, or in the Vatican, or in D.C. That's its own district. I mean, everybody always wants to zero in on Jews or Catholics or Masons, or when really at the top, you've got corrupt people that have taken over every major organization, and I've just found it's counterproductive to sit there and say, it's the cops' fault, or it's the blacks' fault, or it's the whites' fault, or it's the Mexicans' fault, or it's the Vatican's fault. I mean, taking Catholicism, I'm not Catholic, but I've looked at it, being a newsman, there's 100 different groups in there. They're all fighting with each other. Obviously, it's true, the Vatican helped set up the EU because it wants to run Europe. So, yeah, it is a big part of it. And I don't defend that. At the same time, though, there are a lot of Catholics out fighting the New World Order and fighting abortion who are good people. You know, I mean, it's just, I'm going to hold you over because I want to continue this whole Vatican discussion. It's fascinating. I should do a whole show like on Jews or on Vatican or on Masons or on, and then just kind of look at how there's different groups in all these groups, and how it's a globalist philosophy, a philosophy of tyranny versus a philosophy of liberty. And I'm just here promoting the philosophy of liberty, and I think we can get everybody involved in it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. Darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion.
Not a mark.
Not a mark upon his silky hide.
Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
And then one day,
we'll saddle up and ride.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride. I love that Johnny Cash.
Riding like a one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
With the devil close behind.
We're gonna ride.
Hashtag Black Lives Matter protesters smash up Oakland Christmas tree. The city Christmas tree. Vandals say cops should have no time off in violent demonstrations.
I'm gonna find
rioters once again delegitimize anti-police brutality protests by pointlessly smashing up a festive display in Oakland on Christmas Day. The rioters also smashed shop windows, set dumpsters on fire, and injured a journalist who was attempting to report on the gathering. We have video up on InfoWars.com. Let me tell you something. If I was a journalist, I thought I would be covering rioters or something. Somebody come over and try to hit me in the head with a hammer or something, I just blow them away. I'm getting really sick of this. I'm not here to just lay down and die for a bunch of idiots. It's ridiculous. That's real good PR to go smash Christmas trees and beat up a reporter. You know, that's something the system has going for them. Hagman and Hagman, father and son, investigative team. And I want to go back to the calls and talk about the Vatican thing the caller just brought up. I'm going to go back to him, Chris, and then take it to the bottom of the hour. Start getting in a hurry and start stumbling over my words. But how do you counter the ignorance of the public and ignorance in government as well versus those of us that are awake? I mean, we're not on some high horse saying we're real smart, but I can have discussions with billionaires, corporate people, you name it. They're so amazed that I know about fractional reserve banking or I know about basic stuff. I mean, just in business, that can make you so much more successful. How do they ever convince the public that it's dumb to be informed about how the world really works? And how do you reach out to people that are so stupid and so full of hate, they think smashing up a Christmas tree or shooting innocent cops in the head is a moral activity?
Well, you said something there, you know, that not only are they not informed, but they're full of hate. And we see that, you know, through the TV and the propaganda on the airwaves, whether it's through visual or audio stimulus, that they've been able to play on emotional strings of the people. And we see this a lot, too. You encounter people where you have the proof and the facts, and you can show them to somebody, and they will hate you for being the messenger or hate you for telling them the truth, not willing to look at the truth. It's a process that is in trying to bridge that gap of helping people understand the information, not just showing it to them or giving it to them, it's hard to do these days. You know, people are set in what they believe. And I think until the public has their own personal experience that opens their eyes or leads them to search for an answer, they're not going to be open to it because they've been so...
They've been conditioned.
Yeah,
you know, conditioned. It's conditioning. It's programming. It really, at the basis of, at the root of the level, I mean, it's all mind control. It really is.
Well, I mean, if a cop killed somebody in my family and cold blood got away with it, I would do things legally and other ways of that, you know, whatever it took to get justice. But it would be against the person that did it, not against some random person in another jurisdiction. It gets down to mindless tribalism, Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy, that it's just us against them. It's totally sick. I want to go back to Chris. If some people just joined us, Chris called in and said, hey, all roads lead to Rome, and doesn't the Vatican run the whole planet? From my deep research, the Vatican is up to its eyeballs in the New World Order, in setting up the Euro, the founding Treaty of Rome is what it's called. And what, in 1957, that really first established the EU, the Catholic Church bishops in the Southwest are pushing for open borders and telling illegals to come in. So I think it's seditious, but then other Catholic bishops in Europe are trying to close the borders. I think it's diversified, and I'm not giving the Vatican a pass, but I'm not here Catholic bashing. My point when he said, you know, do you think the Catholic Church runs it all is, all people do is fight over who runs everything. Is it the Illuminati, or is it the Masons, or is it the Jews, or is it the Rockefellers, or is it the Catholic Church? And then there's all this endless fighting. Hey, the Federal Reserve's private. It's screwing us over. Let's get rid of it. Hey, I just don't get caught up. It's more divide and conquer, I found, to get into bashing one group or another. Isn't it just corruption at the top? That's my take. Chris, what is your take?
I think there is a lot of diversity, and I do see a division in the Catholic Church, and I think a lot of higher ranking priests and bishops and cardinals are waking up to the truth. And I got to thank you for leading me back to the truth. You led me back to Christ, and praise God for that. And, you know, when you look in Revelation, the great whore, the great harlot who rides atop the beast, is the Catholic Church, is the Vatican. They are at the top of the pyramid, right underneath Lucifer.
I think it's state-run Christian fake. I mean, here's the issue: when everything the Catholic Church is doing, the Protestant churches are doing as well. They're pushing for open borders. They're saying turn your guns in. They're saying do what the government says. That's all I'm saying is when we sit there and just single out one church or one organization, I think it plays into the larger divide and conquer. Go ahead.
Also, the new Illuminati official website, people have done some research and tracked it back to the Vatican Church. It was created by a Jesuit priest. I would love to hear a whole show on the Vatican. Maybe Eric John Phelps would be a guest. I know the Hagman.
But here's the problem. Here's my problem. Okay, Phelps has said things about me that just aren't true. And see, that's what I'm saying is that, and I appreciate your call, is that people make up these faux controversies. That's what I'm saying. Alex Jones works for Israel because he doesn't hate Jews. And you know, then they Photoshop me at a Jewish wedding and stuff. I mean, it's just, when I have Jewish friends, it's all the infighting that Cass Sunstein talks about generating when he was the regulations czar, well, still is that it just falls into this mindlessness where I've been told by people, you will come out against the Vatican and say it's the devil, the only problem, or we'll expose you for working for him. Well, I don't work for the Vatican. So people that say, you know, do what we say, we're going to have an inquisition of you, it's just another form of tyranny. So that's what and Israel tries to play people off, some of the Israel lobby, and make it all about the Vatican. And the Vatican under the table does stuff blaming it all on Israel. Well, I'm not in an Israel-Vatican fight. I'm not in a black-white fight or a black-against-cop fight. I'm here to promote liberty. I'm here to promote freedom. I'm here to promote ideas of free market and private property and freedom of religion, where you got freedom and I got freedom, as long as you don't infringe on my freedom or I don't on yours. It comes down to that. That's what I'm trying to get at. Let's go ahead and talk to Cupcake in Maryland, then we'll talk to Denise, Eleanor, George, and others to see if we have any questions for our guest. Go ahead, Cupcake.
Well, hi there, Dollface. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right. I've got a question for Doug and Joe. And,
go ahead.
You can chime in. But I've read a series of articles this past week from Dave Hodges addressing the EMP threat. And I'm wondering how y'all feel about that, what your sources are telling you, how likely that is. And also my second question is, have you felt a significant shift, almost a paradigm shift in just the last couple of weeks?
All right. Well, I mean, I'll give you my take and then theirs. I'm worried about a Carrington event from the sun, not so much a foreign EMP attack. An EMP attack, something the globalists might pull. Guys, give us your take.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I've talked to Dave Hodges a number of times this past week, the last 10 days, about his articles. Our viewpoints differ a little bit. While we see an EMP as being a possibility to take down the grid, it more than likely, at least in our view, based on what we've researched, it would happen perhaps at a later time, at a later, after things have been really, after we've been really raped, pillaged, and robbed here in the States. So that could come later.
So that's more of a coup de grace after they've already sucked us dry, deindustrialized us, had a civil war.
Right, barring, of course, like a Carrington type of an event, because there's much more wealth here for them, the globalists, to take. So they don't want to destroy us before they take everything from us. That's kind of my viewpoint.
That's right. A spider wants to suck all the juice out before he cuts the bug loose.
Yeah. I agree.
Let's skip this network break so we get lots of calls in here and go right to the bottom of the hour with our guests. Thank you, Cupcake. Let's talk to Denise in FEMA Region 5. What former state are you calling in from?
FEMA Region 5, Minnesota.
All right. Well, welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you. Listen, I pray for you every day, Alex.
Thank you, sweetheart.
For safety and your family.
But believe me, I need it, so thank you.
Don't we all? I mean, we all do. Here's my question. I am wondering what's going to happen in 2015 because of the new lawsuit that's coming out against the gun manufacturers in the Sandy Hook case. And because, the reason I say is...
That should open up discovery of how fake it is. Great point. Go ahead.
There was a movie out with Gene Hackman and John Cusack, and it was called Runaway Jury. And it was a great movie, and it was about a gunman who went in and shot up an attorney's office and killed a bunch of the attorneys in the office. And what they ended, what the wife of one of the injured people did was ended up going back and suing the gun manufacturer. And the movie goes into a great amount of how corrupt our whole judicial system is and how they paid off jury members and all this kind of stuff. And I remember Wolfgang Helbig said one of his reasons for questioning Sandy Hook was nobody was suing. None of the parents were suing like they did in college.
That is a super question. You get the gold star, I think, for the best question of the day out of a lot of excellent ones. Hagman and Hagman, give me your take on Sandy Hook and what this new lawsuit against Bushmaster means.
I'll just chime in here first. I think, Alex, I think you hit the nail on the head. Of all of the criminal and civil trials we've been involved in, the key here is going to be the discovery phase. Let's see what that brings. If it even gets to that point, if it's not, if the government doesn't step in or the powers step in to say, no, you're not going to go there, or they put up, they quash the entire process. But I think it's an excellent point that the discovery is going to be key in revealing things yet unrevealed.
Yeah, and Sandy Hook, I think I'm not sure if it was you or another news agency that reported the FBI statistics of murders in 2000.
Well, the FBI's own site said none in that town. Yeah,
I mean, and other examples were shown that they counted the massacre in Aurora and those victims in their statistics, and other situations that took place. But you know, Sandy Hook has been a big mystery for me because there's so much, I think, not only disinfo but planted disinfo. Or, you know, leading people down certain roads of seeking that was done intentionally. I think.
Sure. What do you guys think of Helbig? I mean, he was a big, you know, successful, famous school safety guy, wrote the book on a lot of it. All I know is I saw Cooper with blue screen out there, green screen. I know I saw the kids doing fake, you know, rotations in and out of the building. They tore it down, all the unprecedented gag orders, you know, the police in anti-terror outfits in the woods. Then they denied that that'd been in the news. I mean, something's being hidden there. You guys are on the East Coast. You have a lot of sources. What do you really think happened?
Boy, Alex, what really happened, I don't know. But I'll tell you what we do know, and I can speak for John on this, and you can speak for himself, obviously, but what we do know is the original or the official narrative is not what really happened. I mean, look at the behavior of the coroner when he came out. That really struck me as being just the medical examiner there on scene and, you know, being a blood spatter analyst myself and working with coroners, working with police, working with the prosecutors. I've never seen anything quite like that in my life.
Yeah, we talked about computer-generated and false news reports. I think this was a pilot, possibly, and I'm not saying that the event didn't happen, or it definitely didn't happen the way they reported it to, but I think this was one of the initial ways that they're learning how to manipulate news coverage. You know,
very astute. That's what I said a few weeks into it. I said they may have killed real kids, but they're practicing how to propagandize and how to control the press and how to put out a product that's a fraud. When I just saw the heavy, heavy, heavy scripting, that was what was so clear. And then the parents laughing, and then 1 second later doing the actor breathing to cry. I mean, it's just over the top.
Agreed. Yep.
Over the top sick. And we know they've staged other stuff before. I mean, they built fake villages and then didn't declassify it for about 5 years for Queen Elizabeth to visit in Africa.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, a lot of this, Alex, I got to tell you, to me, and this is a subject for another day, of course, but if you look at the satanic ritual sacrifice abuse of these psychos in power, and I mean, obviously that's another topic for another time, but you know, just look at that as an overlay of what happened.
Well, just this week they've had in witchcraft deals two different dead kids this week, and then every time we talk about it, they go, "Shut up! You know, the occult doesn't kill kids." Well, it has throughout history.
Absolutely.
So there's also this institutional cover up of child abuse, not just in the Catholic Church, but across the board.
Absolutely. Yeah, and this, we have to figure this in as a variable here, too. These are called high holidays and such. I mean, there's just so many aspects to this, but that was a great, great question indeed.
I mean, just, we had a 10-year-old boy mutilated and murdered just this week in a witchcraft ceremony. That was another one. I mean, this is going on, and then every time we raise it, we get attacked. I'm just reporting. This stuff goes on, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Denise. Excellent questions. Eleanor in Missouri, you're up next. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Thank you, Alex and Doug and Joe Hagman, for being who you are. I just had a comment about the false flags and how they're staged and how they're done so badly these days. There's a guy by the name of Ole Demengard who talks about this and how it's all, you know, even that they even choose certain colors for certain false flag events to propagandize the public and get them, you know, it's just like what Doug and Joe Hagman were saying. It's ritual magic that they use. And then the second thing was that I've been seeing shortages in the food stores, too, what Steve Quayle was talking about before. And I'm just wondering about how these food riots are, like, where they're going to come in, you know.
Well, there are record food shortages worldwide. And when that happens in a third world country, you get mass rioting because, you know, half the discretionary income goes to food in most third world countries. And America is seeing massive food price increases. Hagman, which one of you wants to take that question?
Yeah, look at Venezuela and how the government had to start rationing the citizens buying groceries from stores. You know, they only certain citizens were allowed to buy, I think it was a 7-day worth of food at a time. And they're waiting in line for hours. I think the, you know, we saw the huge drought in California. There is a culling or a shortening of the herd, and they're thinning the population through these different, you know, genetically modified foods from that to taking the nutrients and the important minerals out of the food.
And as you said, everything we've seen so far is only beta testing.
That's right.
But you can see it all lining up globally towards the next big phase. That's what we've got to basically discredit, sabotage, and expose peacefully as much of their operation as we can, because what it can't survive is exposure, in my experience.
Yeah, exactly. And I think what we're seeing here with the food shortages today, the ground beef at $4.20 a pound, highest on record. I think in this particular case, and in certain cases here, I think what we're seeing are the birth pangs of a larger economic and food supply disruption that, you know, that will happen. That's my opinion.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eleanor. And again, here we're so spoiled on average, it's not as big a deal. But in third world, it's life and death. But ground beef being at record prices, or beef poultry at record prices across the board, is a microcosm of everything. Record amounts of ranchers are going out of business because of regulations and fines and control. The big three meat packers shut down all the small operators with federal regulations the last 20 years. There are no real stockyards anymore that have real auctions. They still have them, but it's only a few major bidders there. So record beef prices, but the beef producers are going out of business. That shows how a rigged crony capitalist system is one of the worst you can live under, the opposite of a free market.
It's economic tyranny. It's slavery at its finest, or at its best, or worst, whatever you want to call it.
Gentlemen, we're out of time. We got George in Connecticut, Robert, Dan, D. I'll get to them coming up after you're gone. But you got about a minute and a half for any other key intel you want to put out there for folks.
I'll take 30 seconds of that. I'll tell you what, Alex, what we've been looking at here very closely is watch Syria, watch the Middle East, watch the geopolitics of the Middle East, watch the small arms trade treaty here in this country. Obviously, you've covered that, or how it will affect the massive
yes.
gun administration. The key thing here, over everything that we're looking at, is the killing off of the U.S. dollar. That's the ultimate goal, the balkanization of America, falling behind it through the massive illegal immigration and the blanket amnesty.
Yeah, and I believe that, you know, this 2015 coming up, as I stated earlier, as read from so many of the mainstream news sites, that 2015 will be the year of the hacking, the cyber insecurity, as they call it. I would definitely keep my eyes on that and how that plays into their objectives. As you pointed out, we are slaves under an economic and tyrannical, political, authoritarian type system. And just look for them to continue to push buttons and try to pull the strings of the hearts of the American people to shape the agenda and shape the world events in the way they want them for the reactions that they want. And we have to take a step back. Every time we see something big happen, we have to take a step back and analyze it before we start trying to jump to conclusions or fitting pieces in.
Exactly, and that's what I'm going to cover next. Obama creates the truth on his own agenda. LouRockwell.com asks why. I'm going to break that down, take your calls, talk to John Bowne and more. Gentlemen, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Hagman and Hagman.com, that's their site. We're InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Supermale Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
We now take you live.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command
Center. In the heart.
In the heart of the resistance.
Yeah!
It's Alex Jones.
And we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the live Sunday transmission. And right through next week into the new year, 2015. We're going to do a review and breakdown of the interview. John Bowne forced himself to watch it. Now on Rotten Tomatoes, its rating is about 48% and dropping. It's as low as 33% on some of the other reviews. It is a true turd. I don't usually use juvenile potty humor colloquials, but that's what it is. When a rose is a rose, it's a rose by any other name. When something is an Obama dropping, it is an Obama dropping by any other name as well. So this is certainly a disaster. I've got one other story I want to hit that I just mentioned. Then we're going to go to John Bowne, his review, and then your phone calls for George and many others like Dee, Dan, Johnny, and Robert. We'll get to all of you before the transmission ends. My New Year's resolution is that I'm going to take Oxy Powder, time-released oxygen caplets that are proprietary that release in the upper and lower intestine, large and small intestine, and flush you out like nothing you've ever imagined, painlessly in my case. Other people say it's quite gentle. This is not like the toxic herbs, you know, the stuff that's really not so much toxic, that's the wrong word. Harsh would be the word. This is truly amazing. It is the fastest results nutraceutical we have at InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase supports the broadcast, the Survival Shield X2, the Colloidal Silver Silver Bullet, the Super Mill Vitality. All of them are super high-quality products, the OccuPower, the DNA Force, and your purchase makes this whole operation possible. But really, they're amazing products. We only come out with the most pure, groundbreaking, hardcore products at InfoWarsLife.com. You can also call toll-free 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and we can answer all your questions and take your order over the phone. I want to thank you all for your support as well going into this new year and throughout the holidays. 888-253-3139. The average person takes four caplets a day. A bigger man, six or seven. Rob Dew lost 12 pounds in 1 week of stuff that was rotting inside of him. I don't want to get into details here. In fact, I'm putting CJ on the spot while I'm plugging. CJ, I can't see through the window. Is he on the board?
I'm here.
Tell folks what happened when you took Oxy Powder.
I took five caplets a night, and it didn't really have to wake up at night or anything to have a break, but woke up that morning and did a typical routine multiple times a day, and had to go through a couple different belt sizes to to get my pants to stay on.
How many belt sizes did you lose? How fast?
I guess it was two notches in about a week. Yeah, yeah.
I would go tubing with Rob Dew, his wife, my family, and Rob's in good shape. I mean, no fat on him, but like a lot of guys that are in good shape, have big muscles, get a little belly sticking out.
That was me.
That's not just your intestines in there are just big. You're full of you-know-what. Full of rotting food, folks. And I'm telling you, it's sensational. Try it out for yourself. 888-253-3139. And give it to your friends and family. And it's a six-day regimen. You can go longer if you want. Dramatic. I do it every few months now. And I got up to almost 280, 279 pounds. I'm down to about 220 right now. And I'm very soon, I've just been too busy, I'm going to do a shirt-off shoot. And show me about 4 years ago when I took my shirt off as a joke, saying, here, IRS, you can have this too. We're going to show that versus now. So I've still got some inflammation from allergies and puffiness in my face. But, I mean, it's just dramatic. My stomach's 90% gone. I'm working out the same as I always was, and just the nutraceuticals and the Oxy Powder have done wonders. Now, I mentioned this story. Obama creates the, quote, truth of his agenda. Why does Obama come up with such quick judgments on news events and make them public? This is a story at LouRockwell.com up on InfoWars.com. Why does Obama come up with such quick judgments on news events and make them public? Whether it's the downing of MH17, the use of chemical weapons in Syria, the death of Michael Brown, or the hacking of Sony, Obama hastily tells everyone what happened, even though he cannot possibly know what has happened. Why does he do this? In each case, he clearly has an agenda that he wishes to promote. He has his ulterior motives. Ulterior. He wants to use the events to advance his political agenda. And then the article goes through it. It's a good little short article. And I know this is simple to most people, but for folks not paying attention, it just becomes reality. The president tells you global warming's real and it's man-made. It's true. The president tells you you didn't build your business. It's true. The president tells a black lady he's going to get her a house, even though he doesn't. It's true. The Obama says it's basically racist, police. It must be true. This is the propaganda system. We know the Russians shot down this plane with no proof. Day one. How suspicious is that? I was like, well, it might be the Russians, but I'll sure tell you that they don't have a motive. That's what this comes down to. And when this Sony thing broke 2.5 weeks ago, I said, yeah, probably a false flag to promote the movie. They'll say they're not going to release it. Then they will. They just bypassed the theaters to a pure profit margin of $14.99 and reportedly had hundreds of thousands of downloads the first day. I don't know what it is now. It's going to end up being hugely profitable, they project, even though it has one of the worst ratings ever recorded for a major movie on major platforms. IMDb, you name it. Now we're going to go to John. Let's turn his mic on. John Bowne here was up here working today, getting some video clips together. He's seen the whole movie. I said, instead of me playing a few clips, you've seen it. Investigative journalist John Bowne puts together a lot of the video reports you see. I said, come on in and tell us your take on it. But now it's come out that the FBI said day one, looks like an inside job, and that it was a hack attack out of Japan, at least bouncing the hacks off that through computers there, and not North Korea, who we're not defending. We just go with the truth. So it's they get to burn people in Hollywood they don't like, make Clooney look like an angel. Obama gets to defend the First Amendment and then stand up against censorship when he's doing the opposite in the real world. There's a lot of motives here, but talking about it, the film itself, John Bowne has now seen it. We have some clips we're going to play. John Bowne, you have the control tower. Give us your review.
Well, you mentioned Sony. The hack in Sony was it revealed that Sony was well aware that this movie was going to be a total bomb. So what better way to do it than to have the President of the United States come out and, you know, before he goes on his 17-day vacation in Hawaii to make himself look good, to say, hey, I'm standing up for the First Amendment. Well, the reason this movie is so painful to watch is because it doesn't feel good to you from the beginning. There's so much wrapped around it. And a lot of the stuff that's the onion of this movie involves the interior attack of the Chinese on our Hollywood media system. What is his name? Wang Jilin, a billionaire Chinese businessman, owns AMC, which is the second largest chain here in the
United States. They were the ones that told them don't release Red Dawn until a year later to take the Chinese out.
Yeah, so this is the...
So there's the real issue.
Yeah, this is the next step in their propaganda. And as you well know, China and Russia were very...
So you're saying in the film they throw it in their face that China runs us?
Well, in the beginning of the film, in this first clip, I called it The Mission, they take Seth Rogen, who wrote and directed, co-directed the film, and they take him to a rural part of China to give him his mission for North Korea, which another part about North Korea and China that no one's seeing is that North Korea is basically China's little brother that they hand billions of dollars of aid to every year.
And they border them.
Biggest ally, they border them, and they hate Japan. So, you know, North Korea is as close to Japan as you're going to get. And so in this first clip, The Mission, we get an idea of where Seth Rogen, the writer and creator, and James Franco, or Flacco, as Obama called him. And I wonder if that was staged right there. But you get an idea of what the mission is, how clueless they are, and how much of a part of the Hollywood system they are, and what they're getting themselves
into. Let's go to that clip from the interview. Our beloved leader is live. Sounds like a kid singing for about Obama.
Yeah. So she's saying, the one thing we wish for is for the United States to explode in a
ball of hellfire. That's actually what they say.
Starve and beg and be ravaged by disease.
May they be helpless, poor, sad, and cold. They are arrogant and fat, they are stupid, and they are evil. Well, our elite are, like your leader. May they drown on their own. Die, America, die.
Oh, please, won't you die? It would fill my tiny little heart with joy. May your women all be raped by beasts of the jungle while your children are forced to watch.
Pretty accurate so far.
We now turn to the hostile nation of North Korea.
Except their missile will blow up.
Although Kim Jong-un rallies his
now
people
getting
with
the
cries
message
for
here
the destruction
to,
of the United States of America,
James Franco is playing
an avid consumer
leading,
of American entertainment. His favorite shows,
reporter, entertainer,
the
interviewer, and Kim Jong-un is a huge fan of his.
Tonight.
Like Dennis Rodman. So he's going to have him come there and do the interview. Now they're in rural China.
Mr. Rappaport, I am Suk Yong Park. The Supreme Leader will grant a one-hour interview to Mr. Skylark from inside North Korea. All questions will be supplied by the Supreme Leader himself. Times are non-negotiable. You have 24 hours to decide.
That's it?
Yes.
Why didn't you guys tell me this over the phone? Or Skype? You guys have Skype? You have Skype here?
You too. Lucky gentlemen.
Notice the internet doesn't even work over there, but they hacked us.
Congratulations, by the way.
Joke.
That's
the internet
right.
Doesn't
which
work.
Is part of the reason.
They're like 12
here.
Computers.
The CIA would love it if you two could take him out.
Now, it's all about how the CIA's cute.
Well, now the CIA's coming in through the back
take
with a
out.
Hot chick.
Take him out.
Right.
Like for drinks?
No. Take him out.
Take out. Like to dinner?
Take him out to a meal?
Take him out.
She can't say it exactly.
Party?
No.
Wants them to say it.
Take him out.
Assassinate.
You want us to assassinate the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
What? As if the CIA wants to actually get rid of him. I mean, they love it.
Right. And they're all working together, through Kissinger, basically, is behind the scenes.
With through China.
Little puppet master back there. So now we move on to the meeting of Mr. Skylark and Kim Jong-un and what leads up to that. So let's go ahead and roll that and we'll...
And, of course, this makes Kim Jong-un look like he's actually kind of tough and stuff. When he's a total piece of garbage and can't even hardly walk, he's such a sack of bullying, scum-filled evil. Let's go ahead and go to that.
Pyongyang.
Hello, North Korea!
North Korean people are welcoming them.
I'm very interested in the history of your young nation.
Now he's bringing up the fact
that absolutely everyone here is starving to death.
Yeah, let's hear that.
It's quite all right. This is a common misconception.
Oh, okay.
See for yourself.
Look at that fat kid! Hi, little fatty! Hi!
We have many fat children in North Korea. The Supreme Leader believes it is a hallmark of prosperity and self-sufficiency.
I don't know. It's Skylark. It's crazy. Oh, I have a gift for you.
Oh, really?
Oh, this is me.
You.
Oh, that's great. I always wanted one of these. A bust.
Hey, Skylark.
Hey. Thank you. So you really like the show.
No, I might not show it, but I'm freaking out.
You're like a super fan.
I really am.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see something cool?
Yeah.
So now he goes in part. Just like Kim Jong's father. Who was? They had a special sauna set up so they could get over their hangovers from the partying all night long.
Stallone.
He had a 7-story pleasure palace, and they would kidnap Asian film stars and bring them there to him. Here, let's go back to the film.
Oh, my wife must have put that in there because I've never heard this before in my life. I love Katy Perry. Baby, you're a fire.
And again, we're analyzing this propaganda put out on the internet, flooding the internet right now as they capitalize on American people.
I listen to this all the time.
Really?
I love her. You know why I really like her? Because she has such a strong message for young women and girls across the planet.
It's so empowering.
Yeah. You know, Dave, sometimes I feel like a plastic bag.
This is really sick how it's humanizing Kim Jong-un.
It's softening him for the masses in the United States. It's making a dictator, a guy that kills people that are very close to him.
This movie really is filthy. What was it like for you to watch the whole thing?
Well, it makes me sick to know that the American media is pushing yet again more evil onto our citizens, our children. Turning a dictator into somebody that could actually be humanized. You know, you have these scenes where now they're getting together. They're getting to know one another, and Mr. Skylark is seeing his side of things.
Dying wish.
You know, let's hear the scum.
His torch.
Oh, that's the end of that one. But
yeah, let's go to the final clip here. This is Kim Jong-un dies as we analyze this state-run media propaganda that the president is involved in, this false flag run by Sony. Here it is.
Ah!
really take him out is with a tank.
Yeah. Yeah, he was about to nuke us. As if he could. And Skylark has discovered that he has not been feeding his people. He's asked him in the interview, and he made a fool of himself in the interview in front of his people, Kim Jong-un. So, they're calling it a revolution. They come back. They're the heroes of democracy. And yet, it's a giant CIA psyop to the American.
Well, you've seen the whole film. I mean, does it glorify freedom and private property, or does it glorify government welfare, feed your people?
It really, there's a lot of subconscious layers, but what it really glorifies and it quintessentially goes after is softening the mind and perception of the American people, of the rest of the world, for dictatorship. You know, as we have Cuba and now and North Korea, we're putting these dictators on a pedestal, and we're probably the next movie to come out will be about, you know, the dictatorship of Cuba. So,
well, you know, Kim Jong-un, who is obsessed with Hollywood, must love this big controversy in a movie about him.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he loves this movie. Yeah. I'm sure he really enjoys this movie, even though it shows him crying, whatnot. But, you know, it does humanize him.
But then in the background, the whole thing's a scam for a dud of a movie to get a bunch of hype-driven people to go out and watch it and to get the right wing to go out and watch it, saying it's their patriotic duty to watch it so that they won't put up with censorship. They're now agreeing with Obama, who came out to defend the First Amendment when he normally attacks it.
It's your patriotic duty not to watch it.
All right, folks, there's some clips of this for the purpose of review and analysis of this fraud on the people. We'll be back with some final calls. Thank you, John Bowne. I'm Alex Jones.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Don't come. call your name out your window. I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Don't call my name out your window. I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Don't send your kinfolks.
Don't send your kinfolks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said.
Yeah.
You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone.
Don't give me that.
I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Live. 7 o'clock tonight, InfoWars Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv. George in Connecticut, thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I just spoke to my wife, who's presently in Russia, 2 days ago, and the prices of bread and cookies, the only thing she looked on the shelves and she was shocked, went up 2 to 3 times. And the same thing is happening in Belarus, same thing is happening in Ukraine. These people won't even be able to afford bread. They won't be able to afford medicine. The kids won't have enough to eat. They won't have enough money to pay for the fuel if they have a fuel charge or something like that.
Russia is being put into a total depression. George Soros publicly brags about it, the guy that wants our guns, and they're going to do it to us after they're done with Russia. It's sick.
You're right on track. That's exactly what I was going to say. They're basically being the prototype to see if we're going to do something about it. And this nation better start repenting. And I mean really repenting in a religious way. Otherwise, it's coming upon us, too. Gloating over this won't help. But I think we should all go to the stores where they have the discount cards for Christmas and send Mr. Soros a nice card saying, we know what you're doing. We appreciate that you, if you keep doing this, we know where you live. And he lives at 136 Cantito, Cantitoe Street at Katona, New York, zip 10536.
Well, listen, here's the deal. I don't want to get into the whole thing with George Soros. He bragged that he was behind the Ukraine thing. He's just completely out of his mind, Nazi collaborator, gets away with it. But he's only one big problem in all of this, but I just pray for peace, and the globalists are waging war against all of our nations. It's evil. Thank you, George. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Dan in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey there. Hey, I hope you guys all had a good Christmas and celebrated.
Hope you did as well, brother.
So, wanted to tell you right off the bat, I've listened to you for, I think, 8 or 9 years. I love you, buddy. You've definitely changed my life since I started listening to you. Gotta say, though, you'd mentioned earlier with that Vatican call about doing an episode on them and all the other groups. I definitely think you should do it. That would be a great idea because I don't like how the answer was or how the question was answered. I think it needs to be looked at a little bit more. We know they have something to do.
Well, look, I know it'll get ratings to sit there and talk about the Masons and this and that. And it's just I'm trying to promote basic private property, freedom, the right to self-defense, sovereignty, so much the liberty movement. Because it gets listeners up front, but over time everybody tunes out and it doesn't help anybody. Just blaming groups all day. Obviously, the Vatican's fascinating, and I threw out everything on the Vatican. I got another caller that wants to talk about it, about the Vatican involved in the EU. Behind that, the Vatican involved with the open borders. I mean, how did you not like the way I answered it?
I think just when it gets brought up, let's kind of look at it like when we talk about Obama. His name gets thrown into this show every single day, but we all know he's not the guy at the top. He's a player in it, but we know he's not the one making these decisions for the most part, but we still throw his name out there every time. It's just like the Vatican. They're not the be-all, end-all, but they do play a role, and I think it should be looked at more.
Sure. I mean, I think the Vatican's power has declined, actually. And I think it's that's why you see the media attacking it all the time. Doesn't mean it's good, you know, overall good, though. Hold on. I got to go to another Vatican question. So I'm going to let you go. Overdrive coming up. See you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Great job to the crew.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security, alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis, InfoWars, building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive, discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.